Hey Tony, hey class, how's it going? Well, I hope everyone is doing just as well as me. I'm doing great. My name is Keone Ferros, and I'm in the 9 o'clock class, 180A class, physics. I'm from San Diego, California, America's finest city, the 619 area code, home of the Padres and the Chargers. Right now, I'm attending San Diego State University. And I'm in my third year, but I'm a sophomore still. I'm majoring in kinesiology with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy until I get into the upper division, and then I'll just be physical therapy. I'm taking physics 180A to fulfill my requirement to get into the upper division in my major, and also to graduate. Physics is important to me because I need to fulfill a requirement for my major. And also to graduate. It's important to my future because if I don't take it, I won't get into the upper division in my major, and then I don't graduate to get a better job and to make lots of money. So essentially, all the classes I take here are like that. I need them to graduate, and if I don't take them, then I don't graduate. It's pretty simple, really. Physics 180A is important to my intellectual future, because it will allow me to learn and understand how the world and the universe work. It's pretty fascinating to know this stuff, and that you could apply a simple formula to calculate something just for the fun of it. Also, it will expand my knowledge and allow myself to challenge myself intellectually, because I know that it won't be easy. I think that the purpose of the problem-solving method for people to actually understand the work that they are doing, to apply the right concepts and explain the problem that is being solved in terms that you will understand, as well as to be able to explain it to others who are not doing the problem yet, or for them to learn. Tony reinforces it because he wants us to be able to do all the problems and be able to understand them, not just to look at them and not know where to start. Also, it is important to challenge us and to allow us to get a better grade in the class. I love college. It has been the best 2 and some odd years of my life so far. I enjoy most everything about it. The only thing that I do not like about it is that the classes keep on getting harder and harder. They get harder and harder as you go up into the years and up into the upper division. Otherwise, it has been fun. I enjoy the people, the parties, and everything that you can while in college. The one thing that I love about State is the mass amount of girls here. It's like a straight buffet line. Anything you want or look for in a girl, State has probably got it, and you don't need to look very far to find it. You just have to hope she's into you. When I came here, I really didn't expect anything that big, except to have fun and to go to school and get my degree and then get a job and then make lots of money. I expect to have fun in many ways. I expect to go to parties and have fun, which I have. To meet a lot of new and exciting people, which I have, and then have fun with them. And do crazy stuff, which I really haven't yet. I'm still looking forward to that. And I also expect to go to graduate school and get my master's in physical therapy. My expectations in life professionally are quite large. I expect to go to college, which is where I'm at right now, to graduate with a degree in kinesiology, and then go to graduate school and get my master's in physical therapy, then work at a clinic, and then later open up my own clinic. My personal expectations are to get married and have kids, then become a grandfather, and then retire early and be happy, and travel the world and see all these exciting places and just be happy and live life to the fullest and be successful. make a name for myself, have the American dream. That's about it. Keone L. Ferrells, 180A, physics. I'm out. Peace.